House Bill 1142. We aren't going to get through all of this, but there are some people from out of town that would like to testify on this. We would like to take that testimony first, and then we'll defer this bill probably to Saturday to take action on. Or, okay, thank you.
My name is Bob Duffett, and I am the president of Dakota Wesleyan University in Mitchell. What we were talking about here is the what's called LEAP, or the Leveraging Education Assistant Partnership Program, where an appropriation would be made, you know, by the state of South Dakota or any state that would be pretty much matched dollar for dollar by the federal government. It's a part of the whole Pell Grant process. It goes to needy students. It's need-based. This scholarship program would be both for private and public schools. So students who would ever go to college in South Dakota could access and take advantage of this. I come to testify for this. I think it is a good use of money. After all, it's going to be matched by the federal government. It will go to students throughout South Dakota to help their college expenses and non-traditional college students as well. We are one of at least one, there's maybe one or two other, I'm not exactly sure, but very few states don't participate in this. I think we did it one time a number of years ago, and literally we are leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table over the last number of years, and I think this is a good use of the money, and wanted to lend my voice and my support to an appropriation of this money.
Okay, thank you. Any questions of the committee? No, thank you. Any other proponents that would be from out of town that couldn't testify on Saturday?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Bruce Halverson. I'm president of Augustana College. I have two simple points. First of all, Augustana used to be involved in a program very similar to this. It was replaced during the governor's administration. It was a very successful program for those low-income students in order to be able to go to college. So it was a great addition at a very minimal cost for the state. And the second point is simply that President Bush is a strong advocate of this, and we see in the future already in his proposals for education that he would like to increase this amount in order to help students at this income level. I appreciate your thoughtfulness on this issue. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you. Any questions of the committee? No, thanks for coming in. I'm sorry we have to rush you, but we're we had kind of a heavy load this morning. Any other proponents to House Bill 1142 that cannot testify on Saturday? If not, we will hold that over until Saturday morning. Is there any other business to come before the committee? If not, I would take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Duxbury, seconded by Senator Madden. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign, motion carried.